Sign the papers and pack your bags, because this week's discovery escapes to a cottage on the island. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. People often head to the beach to escape from reality, to take a break from jobs and responsibilities. But in True to Me, by author Kay Brandt, one young woman heads to the beach to seek answers to her past, and maybe even find the family she never knew she had. The story travels to Hawaii with Quinn McGuire, whose life spirals into chaos after her mother's death. Quinn grew up with no family outside her mother, and some stories about a deadbeat dad. But when Quinn's mother makes a shocking deathbed confession, Quinn decides to drop everything and travel to Maui, the place where her mother grew up, to find answers to who she is and where she came from. But when she leaves her fiancé behind and arrives on the island, ready to move into the house she purchased with her inheritance, things get messy. No matter how messy things get, though, the stress and confusion that Quinn experiences still can't take away from the magic and charm of the story's island setting. If you've ever dreamed of running away to a tropical island, True to Me will have you saving your pennies for your own Hawaiian home. There's just something about the setting, the culture, and the characters that make the story warm and relaxing. The author does an excellent job of transporting readers and immersing them in the Hawaiian setting. As Quinn moves into a small guest house, she's introduced to Hawaiian culture and customs. She becomes a part of the community, and while that may not be the main focus of the novel, it definitely enhances the story. Meanwhile, readers will get to know the characters and worry about what will happen to them in the end. While some come to a satisfying conclusion, Quinn's story may not feel quite as satisfying. After drawing the mystery out for hundreds of pages, the revelation feels rather rushed, the resolution a little too easy, and the answers might have readers feeling uneasy and uncertain. But is it worth catching a flight to this island retreat? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Despite its flaws, True to Me is a light read with a captivating story. If you're in need of a warm, sunny, tropical getaway, but can't swing the travel expenses, this is a decent replacement. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. True to Me by Kay Brandt is 256 beguilingly breezy pages long and is available from Lake Union Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.